Well, time flies while we're having fun. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes with John Babiar's Libertarian candidate for governor, who's making his way throughout the state on his campaign. And he's joining us now with some news on the campaign front. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian.
And I got to say this before you say anything more. I am sick and tired of WMUR-TV calling you a lib.
I am not a lib. I am a libertarian. Vastly radical difference in lib.
Yeah, they like putting on the TV screen lib right over to the picture of your face, which, by the way, I really don't give a rat's behind what you eat, what your favorite food is.
They ask these questions.
None of my business.
Like, it depends what day I'm in. I mean, you know, some days it's strawberry shortcake, some days it's tiramisu. It all depends.
Just buy local, okay? Homegrown food,
there you go.
That too. That works a lot. But anyway, that's not what you came in for. What do you have going on?
Well, I just released a few videos. As you know, running third party, we're not awashed in tons of money because special interests really don't tend to send us any money.
Right.
So
you're not a special interest kind of guy.
I'm not a special interest. But yeah. What I've done is released several videos on my website. You can look at it at johnbabiars.com under issues. You'll see 6 videos that basically describe my experience and why I should be governor. A vast amount of experience. See, I'm not a lawyer like the other two candidates that are policy wonks for all their careers. I've actually worked in engineering. I've worked as an EMT in medicine. I've done a lot of research study. In fact, I'm almost willing to bet right now I probably have more Supreme Court cases than the two lawyers combined. And I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you've taken a few up there. I remember now, yes. Victorious on a few.
Yes. And in fact, even the ones I have not been victorious, they caused legislation to change in this past year. So I'm very excited about that because it proves that even though my voice may be silenced in the electoral process or even at the Supreme Court where a lot of people get kicked over bad, I still persevere, still bring it forward so that it can be corrected so that people do have justice.
Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned in your videos, too, there's several of them, as a matter of fact, and they deal with different issues. There's the issue of marriage. There's the issue of leadership. There's several other things, including, being self-sustaining. Yeah, a picture of you with your solar panels. You know, you
I built that.
Yeah. You don't talk the talk. You live it.
That's right. In fact, that's the second house. I've only owned two houses in my lifetime.
Okay.
Every one of them I put solar voltaic on.
Cool.
First one I built in 1980. Okay. Back then the technology was primitive. Today it's more advanced. We have grid-tied systems. The batteries are better. So I've built a system so big that it'll probably supply myself and probably a few of my neighbors during the zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse. Great.
We have zombies running around now. There's another video I have with me dealing with zombies at the State House.
Oh, please, not another campaign video featuring zombies. Great. I do like your fire chief video.
I thought that was great.
Yes.
We filmed it. A lot of that was we wrote the script on site. We filmed it a few times. And it was like, that was my best one. And it's like, everything I said there is coming right from the heart, and it's the truth. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, people can check this out because nobody's heard about this yet.
This is exclusive.
Are the first to hear it. So johnbabiars.com, BABIARZ.com.
Look under issues, and you'll see the 6 videos there.
There you go. This is interesting. Again, a good insight into a number of issues and of course, to see how you work, how you think, and the like. On any number of issues that we have, I did email you about an issue that I have already asked Maggie Haston and Over Lamontagne on, and I have received a response from one of them, and I've also emailed the governor, since, after all, he is the governor, and I figured I'd ask you the same question, what your thoughts are about the revelations by the Conservation Law Foundation with the apparent conflict of interest between Northern Pass and the DOE.
I've looked at the links that you sent me. I read them all. I will formulate a written response, so you have it written, but I'll say it here right now. I am appalled at this process. First of all, I'm for reducing regulations and making it streamlined, but one of the things I'm for definitely is open, that everything is transparent. This fails the transparency. Not only does it do it in the federal government does it in Department of Energy, but the FDA is another one that's famous for this. You go time and time again. As governor, I mean, it's right now in the federal realm. But to me, I am appalled. I like to see everything open so that people can decide and examine and whatever. This doesn't pass the smell test. And that's coming from a person that actually took the Grafton County commissioners to task up to the Supreme Court because of their shenanigans in passing the jail bond. There was a lot of backroom deals and violation of 91A. People were talking off the record, meeting prior to the meeting with the state representatives in the open session. They'd have a session adjournment, go in the back room, a room not much bigger than this studio, of 30 people, and said, oh, nobody discussed anything. Are you kidding me? The film saw people of both parties go back there, and you know they had to discuss it because when they came out of it, well, we have a motion to amend. Oh, nobody made the floor motion yet, so somebody already had the idea that they're going to offer it before even anybody. What is this?
Gee, where have I seen this one before under the Golden Dome in Concord? You know, LLC tax, implementing the rules. Yeah.
So, and people are sick of this. And again, and I'm going to reiterate that I am for different types of energy. But what happens is when we go and pull this energy all the way out from Canada down for Massachusetts, we put our own security in jeopardy because all it takes is a terrorist, one bomb to one tower, boom, all that energy's gone, and we have a multi-dependence on that. If we have plants throughout the region with different types of fuel, they can't take out the state of New Hampshire. They can only take a small portion, and we're resilient with the grid on other parts.
Yep, no, it's a very good point. John Babiarz, thank you very much for that response, and when you formulate more and give us more information, I'll share that with our listeners as well. But in the meantime, check out the videos, brand new stuff, johnbabiarz.com, and where is it on your website again?
Under the issues section.
Okay, very good. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, good luck campaigning. We'll chat again. Bulldog Live continues on The Pulse.